Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you win, it's the only way we all win, right? Is when you're engaged and you have a clue. It's really that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly, as I say, be part of the conversation. All right. God, we got so much going on right now. Really. Let me do this story first. Then I'm going to get into, I mean, the riots have been going on all weekend. Los Angeles and Chicago and New York. Did you expect any different? I didn't. I didn't expect any different from, you know, again, I love the mother coming out and saying, look, don't destroy our own neighborhoods. She's right. I've never got that. Never. Why do you rip apart what's yours? Why do you destroy the things? These neighborhood businesses, my God. Look, I grew up in the same way in the streets of Boston. You know, these mom and pop shops, if you would. You ripping these places apart, not cool. These are the places that probably, in some cases, help your family, your moms, your grandmothers make it through because they carry them credit-wise when they needed food or milk or cheese or any of those things. And you're there, tearing down, burning down, looting those places. I get, you know what? I got the frustration. But I also see that there's not the best of players in there sometimes. Right? I mean, look at what's going on. Tell me, and listen to the guys with the bullhorns, and tell me they're in line for you. They're on your side. Tell me that. You can't. Okay, in a recent survey, America thinks the biggest problem, you ready for this, in America today is the government. Right, the government itself. Now, these are people, Americans on both sides of the aisle, that think the biggest issue facing the country today is the government itself, poor leadership. And this blew past outranking both inflation and the economy. That's according to a new Gallup poll. The headlines all month long have been dominated by political controversies. You know, the House Speaker vote. I love how the Dems are hanging on that. Shows you that the Republicans aren't together. No, shows you the Republicans aren't drones. Especially the Republicans want to think for themselves, that they want things for themselves. No. Ultimately, they'll play as a team. But they're tired of the same old, same old. The poll was conducted from January 2nd to January 22nd. It found that 21% rank of the government and poor leadership as the most important problem facing the country today. Inflation was at a mere 15%. Immigration, 11%. Come on, move faster here. And the economy in general, 10%. 15%, I mean, seriously. That's a big jump from 21 to 15%. Big hole, I should say. Americans dislike the government. It's up from November and December when only 15% of the respondents said the government was the biggest issue. Versus 60% of Americans who were concerned about inflation and the economy. Yeah, it has taken a flip. No, really, it's taken a flip because the government is letting people down big time. And I don't care what you're thinking here. I mean, some of you, I'm sure, think the government to go far enough. They could do more. I mean, how much into our future pockets, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren pockets, do you want them to dip into? Both sides of the aisle. They rank the government as the largest problem, with over 24% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, 18% of Democrats. Boo. And Democrat-leaning independents saying it was the biggest problem. The issue Americans were less likely to rank as the biggest problems were unifying the country. 6% said that that's a problem. 5% said race relations were the problem. 5% said poverty was the problem. Crime at 4. Ethical, moral, family decline 4. I mean, are they not paying attention? This stuff is amazing. I mean, it's always amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really, 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 really appreciate the time that you spend with us. Okay? I appreciate the time that you send messages to me so that I try to get to them. Very hard to do something. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Hello, it's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way you need to be. And the only way you become part of the solution, the only way we can make it work, is truly... if you get involved in games. Okay, before I bring Kimberly on, let me get to the phones. Ed from Washington, always appreciate it when you call. You want to talk about the Woke Awards?
Yeah, I'm going to start an annual Woke Awards, and since there's no sexual identification, they can all be misinterpreted, misled, and then we can have a subset award also, and that will be... who's the guy that World War II crime, Germany, the guy did medical.
Mengele?
Mengele. Yeah,
Joseph Mengele, right?
Joseph Mengele. He'll be a Joseph Mengele Appreciation Award to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, I wouldn't have a problem with that, though. They're terrible people. Terrible.
So listen, I'll after the end of this month, our station is cutting out all six of its conservative talk show host programs. They'll no longer do it.
And I'm probably on that list, right?
No, yes. No, there's all the ones that you can think of, including in the late night. This new owner for our rural radio program has bought it out, and they're cutting it all off, and they're changing it to country western music.
Well, at least you'd be able to dance while you're crying over what's going on. But we'll find a way for you to pick up the show, I promise. We'll work on it.
Hey, remember about those woke awards, though, because I
think that's a great idea. I think we should start pushing that. Thanks, Ed.
I've done it before on reality. I've actually given those kind of awards out and actually nailed them. I'll think about producing it. All right.
All right, thanks for calling. Yep. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off, get things rolling, and decide what's really bad in society. Hey, I like his idea, though, the woke awards. God, that'd be great.
I used to do, in New Hampshire, I used to do the Golden Annual Turkey Awards.
Oh, I like that, too.
Yeah, I used to do it every year.
No, I think that's a great idea. I mean, perfect. So, I didn't know this until you told me during the break, but apparently, maybe you're one of the people that voted in this, right? Americans think now, according to a recent Gallup poll, that America's biggest problem is its government and the leadership in the government. Are you shocked? Are you surprised?
So, I told you on the break I'm part of a Gallup panel.
Yeah.
And I have been for over 10 years. And ever since Biden was elected, they ask, that's part of the question is what are the biggest issues? But then another thing is you manually enter what is the biggest issue. What is the biggest issue you think facing the government of the United States today? And I always write the Biden administration. So,
and they keep you on the list, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Yep, they do.
No, that's
they always respond.
But did you check out the numbers of that? Because they're, you know, over 21% of Americans feel that the government is and poor leadership is the reason where, you know, we're in trouble today, but
they're right.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you know, again, the Democrats are down to the 18% of Democrats think that it's the government's fault. I'm thinking, okay, what am I missing here?
Yeah, I think Democrats just feel they probably have all elections going forward pretty much wrapped up. So I don't think they care.
Well, you might be right. I mean, unifying the country now is way down there. I mean, either they see no hope in it, or some people actually think we're doing fine. I've talked to some hardcore Dems who think we're doing fine, and it's just part of the cycle, and Joey B just got stuck with this part of the cycle.
Huh? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Oh.
This cycle, if they want to call it that, was started under O'Failure. Obama started this. Our country was much better before Obama got into office.
Yes, amazing how many. I remember doing stories when he was president, and shortly after he was president, how even the black community felt he did more to damage the black community than he did to help the black community.
Of course he did. He did nothing for the black community. Nothing.
Well, the racist president did something for the black, was he? I mean, Trump?
Trump did all kinds of things for the black community, just in general, you know, the job growth and everything. Yeah, he did way more in general for the entire country. And you know I'm not a fan, but that's the facts.
Yeah, well, some of these numbers, though, I don't want to go through them all because it's a pretty long survey, but some of these numbers are really, like, ridiculous as to where people think the economy is right now and what's going on. You know, safety and all that. I mean, think about this. Where was this? I had it up. Crime. 5% of the people polled said that crime was a major issue. 5%. So I'm thinking they must have gone to a nursing home where people are suffering from Alzheimer's to ask them the questions.
No, it could be. Depends on what they're what television they watch, right? Where they get their news. But it also could be that they weighed the choices, because it's not like they're all individual choices. It's like a list of what do you think is the biggest problem. So that's what it is. The biggest problem, every majority agreed, was the government, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why. That's why it's showing that.
Oh, God. I got so much I want to run by you. Like, did you follow the RNC elections with Rona McDaniel and Harmeet Dhillon?
All I followed was that Harmeet didn't win, which is unfortunate.
And I was telling people, and listen, she worked it hard. Mm-hmm. But I was telling people, going, look, it's not going to change. And it's not going to change because, you know, first of all, it's Rona McDonald, whatever her name is, McDaniel. Called her McDonald's. I'm thinking of it. What do you want from me? So, you know, Mitt Romney's niece. And the party at that level, they're not in touch. They're so far out of touch with what's going on. They want to keep their positions. They want to keep their power. They did this in a secret vote, which I think is hilarious. I mean, a bunch of cowards. They should have done it out in the open. I mean, these are people screaming for transparency. They should have done it in the open, you know?
Yeah, they'll never do that. No, they're terrible. There's nothing you can do about them. I don't think I keep telling people, and I've been telling people this for a long time, you make change at the local level, whether it's your legislature, except California, but your local legislature, school boards, all that stuff. That's right, and your local Republican committees.
Unreal.
That's where you make the change.
I agree with you. I've been telling people stop jerking around with the federal stuff. Stick with the local and even the county stuff, you know, and that's where you'll make a change. School boards, water boards, city councils, any county, some places it's county commissioners. Here it's county supervisors. All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. We're going to talk about Paul Pelosi's body cam video. Quite interesting.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Another Memphis police officer involved in the Tyre Nichols traffic stop has been relieved of duty. On Monday, Memphis police said Officer Preston Hemphill and one other unidentified officer were relieved of duty while the investigation continues. The Nichols family attorney is familiar, Attorney Benjamin Crump. He says he's not satisfied.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer as well as others.
Also on Monday, the Memphis Fire Department announced it fired two paramedics who responded to the scene for failing to give proper aid to Nichols. Congress is now investigating unemployment fraud from the pandemic that resulted in billions of dollars in losses for the state of California. California officials estimate the number could be up to $20 billion in improper pandemic unemployment payments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win is when you get informed. Seriously. All right, let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And, Kimberly, you know, while we're on the break, some of these headlines start to pop by, and I look at them and try to take a quick look. You know, I'm going to go in a different direction than you think, but Chicago had 30 shootings this weekend. Seven people were killed, and I don't see any rioting in the streets. I'm looking right now as we speak. I don't see anything from BLM or any of those guys. Am I missing
because something? Because it's black men, usually black young men, killing each other. Sometimes they kill innocent people, but BLM doesn't riot for the innocent people that are killed either.
You know, these are the people. You think about this. You're exactly right. I mean, and these are the people screaming, you know, that blacks are being killed and crazy numbers, that this is just nuts, shouldn't allow this to go on. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, so...
Yeah, good, stop it.
Where
you're
are
right.
you? Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Where are you with all this?
Yep.
It makes no sense.
And they push gun control, so they use all the gangbanger numbers when they try to push gun control. It's like, wait, hold up, honey. You, if you take out the gangbang numbers, crime goes down immensely. If you get rid of illegal guns off the street, oh wait, crime and shootings will go down immensely. So don't talk about taking my rights away when you won't do anything about the criminals.
You're 100% on, and they don't want to hear any of this.
I was reading
an article that in Memphis with the cops that went down. The Memphis PD, last year or 2 years ago, they lowered the standards to hire more cops because they were more concerned about diversity than they were about safety.
How'd that work out?
It was, right. This is working out for them, isn't it? And this whole diversity thing. To combat systemic racism. So now what you do is they lower the standards, they lower the testing, they lower all of this stuff, and then they wonder why something like this goes sideways.
They reap what they sow.
Wow. No, it's true. And they don't see it, though. They're still pushing back, talking about how, you know, the reality of the matter still has something to do with racism because who is that nut on CNN? The black Vernon Jones, right? Ben Jones.
Van Jones.
Van Jones.
Yeah, he says that this still, that these cops, this killing is still rooted in white supremacy and racism, because these guys were always told that, you know, blacks didn't matter, blacks had no value, and he goes on this tirade, and he turns around and basically says the reason these cops were so nasty, so bad, so everything, is because they bought into this over the years.
So he's trying to say that these own cops devalued themselves so much that, oh my God.
I think you can't smoke enough dope to have this make any sense.
No, God, no.
Right?
Do you think you can ever smoke enough dope to make sense of what the left doesn't even make sense of what they say?
Oh, and when you call them on it, they have this perplexed look on their face, not because they see the error of their ways, but they look at you and go like, what, are you too stupid to get it?
Yeah, yes. What's wrong with
I'm
you
not
that
stupid
you
stupid enough
don't
to get it? You're
understand
right.
my lunacy. Yeah, exactly.
So
literally bring facts right to their faces, and they're like, I don't know what you mean.
Why do you make them up? I'm not making them up. They're at the CDC, the FBI. Where are yours coming from?
Right. I actually
had somebody walk off the show in the middle of a break because I said exactly that to them. They were saying, well, you have your facts, and I have mine. And I said, I don't have my facts. They're right here at the FBI and the CDC. You can see them on the screen.
Yep.
And she left.
And I don't even trust the CDC anymore. But the FBI stats, that's people use those as standards for crime stats. But when you show them to the left, they try to give you every time BS. I'm like, don't even come at me with anything from Michael Bloomberg, because it means you're not a serious person.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I was having it out with some of them. I was duking it out with some of them this past weekend because they wanted to, because of the shootings in California with the elderly Asian men killing other Asians. That was very strange.
Wasn't it?
I bet the FBI somehow is involved in that.
He was 72, came in, shot the place up?
There was three of them.
Was it three
it was
total?
60-something-year-old, the 70-year-old, 72-year-old, and then another one. Yeah, there was three.
Wow.
So by the way, what's going on?
The numbers in 2020, right? Cops shot and killed 457 whites, 24 unarmed cops, and cops shot and killed 243 blacks, 18 of them unarmed. But yet somehow you look at those numbers, you take two hits off the crack pipe, and all of a sudden you have more blacks are getting killed than whites.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, people talk about, well, percentage. Well, I mean, you've got to look at the areas where the crimes are being committed, why all those different things. This has been an ongoing issue for a long time.
Oh, God.
This isn't anything new.
I don't even have to read this. I know this is going to be crazy. So somebody just sent me a link to the illustrious Gloria Steinem. Remember her?
Oh, God, that nasty skank who wouldn't know what a true feminist is if it crawled up her... Sorry.
Okay.
I stopped.
She went on. She just did an interview with Variety magazine. She's 85 years old, right? And she said, basically, she says, saving babies from abortion is patriarchy. And pro-life people, well, they're like Hitler. Like, wow. What class did you take in school? You know, she said, a woman, oh, God, a woman's ability to abort her unborn baby is at the core of the freedom. Any opposition to abortion is a demand, is patriarchy. That's what she says over. She says it several times in the interview. I mean, they're stuck.
She is the patriarchy. She and left-wing feminist nut jobs like her are the ones that say, yeah, sure, that man can be a woman. Sure, that man can take away the rights of women in the private spaces. She, oh, God, I'm trying not to get you fined. I'm trying really hard.
Yeah, you got a mute button there. Don't worry about it, right?
She is an ignorant,
well, the early days, right? I mean, feminism was different, was it not?
It
wasn't all about
different.
Abortion, was it?
Nope. Yeah. It was about, you know, first, women fought for decades. We got our right to vote. We wanted equality. I mean, years ago, not that long ago, women couldn't have take out loans in their own name. They couldn't get have their own credit cards. You know, women didn't work unless they were single usually. They didn't have careers as often as they do now. Women fought hard to be able to have these things and be equal to men. Well, guess what? Not only are we equal to them, but we have more privileges than men. So this dumb broad is nothing but a puppet for the patriarchy now because she's a puppet of the left wing. She is, and which is run by the patriarchy.
Yeah, I know,
she doesn't
right?
know what she's talking about. She sold out. She sold out. That's exact. She sold out women. She sold out her soul. And that's, she long ago stopped being a true feminist.
Yeah, there was a young lady a few weeks ago that said something about, you know, feminism and men having all the jobs and, you know, women, it's not fair for women. I'm going, name me one thing that a man can do that a woman can't. I mean, legally do or, and can't. And if you're going to talk about all the good jobs, why don't you start looking at some of these companies like IBM and a few others that women are at the top, you know, are CEOs of these corporations. I'm missing something.
Why is she
here.
Saying, I don't understand that. There's probably more women working now than there is men working. I mean, there's more women who are going to college.
Yeah, that's true.
Than men. Yep. More women graduating. So yeah. I don't know what she's talking. There was a big thing one time. It was a huge thing on Twitter, Joe, about STEM and women discriminated against in STEM, and there's not enough women in STEM. And I'm like, what are you all talking about? I'm like, I'm in a STEM field, have always been since my first degree, and there's bits and pieces where sometimes there's the old boys network or, you know, people who are misogynists, whether intentionally or not, but that's everywhere you're going to find.
Well, we got to go for a quick break.
Two people.
We'll talk more about this when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Jump Seeker host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. To get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, seriously. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate, you know, her time with me and her insight. I would say New England insight, because there's very few people who really understand that New England kind of attitude towards these things, don't you think? You know, I kept that clean. Did you notice that?
Yeah, you did.
So let me finish up here with Steinem and these people who really believe that trying to save a baby's life is making you like Hitler kind of thing. But you were talking about the feminism thing, you know, being a true feminist. And in those days, you know, feminists, you were just trying to get equal rights. You're trying to get equal opportunity, you know, as well. And I told you during the break, because you're a bit of a geek, that when I had the company and we were doing Groundhog Shadow Day, I could never get the girls to show up. I'd get 15 boys to show up and maybe one female, maybe. What's with that?
She was probably just, the girls probably weren't interested in that particular, whatever you were showing them. Like, I've always been a math, numbers, data geek. Always. Like, my two things I wanted to major in college were accounting or computers. So, it's that's the kind of thing I was always interested in. But, like, my sister majored in psychology. You know? My sister, most women I know majored in something like that, or biology, or, you know what I mean? Other than the women who were already in my class, you know, but like friends and stuff, they didn't major in computers or accounting, because accounting is crazy.
Boring.
Yeah. All those numbers that just would make, you know, make my eyes glaze over. But it is part of it. It's, you know, not to say that women don't have equal access in certain areas or equal opportunities. That's wrong. There are a lot of females in IT. There yep. wasn't 15 years ago. That wasn't such a big deal. Very hard to get them involved and engaged. But to your point, there's nothing sexy about IT. I'm sorry. I've been in it most of my adult life. It's cool. A lot of fun in there, but yeah, whatever.
It's just a matter of preference. And if you look at what men and women typically like to do, I mean, you can look at studies they've done over decades, Joe, decades, that women tend to do different kind of jobs, like more caring type of jobs, like,
yes.
you know, yep. teaching, daycare, nurse, even, you know, doctors, that's supposed to be a caring job. Well, not so much anymore.
Not anymore.
But, so they tend to take more caring jobs, and that's just a fact. That's how women have been doing it. It's not because no one is letting them take IT. You can do whatever the heck you want, no matter who you are in this country.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree. You know, we're not, this isn't 1951. Right? The whole different mindset or what have you. And I love it. I mean, when you talk to people who keep saying, well, women aren't getting the top jobs, you go, well, why don't you go home and do some homework? Then come back and talk with me. Because you are so far off. It's pathetic. You know?
The thing I don't like is when women get jobs, and I don't like it when this happens, no matter who it is, but when there's diversity hires or affirmative action hires. No, I want to get the job because I'm the best person for the job, not because you wanted to fill some quota with women.
Yeah, no.
That kills me.
All right, two of them should make you crazy. What since we're on the the proverbial crazy story list here, right? Conspiracy theories. Another massive fire that burned down a large egg farm on Saturday. This is the third largest egg farm in the country. Now, I told you here in California, you can't even buy eggs at the store unless they're what's called free range eggs, right? If your chickens are caged, no matter what state they come in from, they can't be sold here. So that drives the price up in and of itself. Right now, a 36-pack of eggs around here is like $29.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
Oh, my God. They really... the left really hates poor people.
Oh, yeah.
They really, really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why poor people keep voting for them, because... they really, really hate them.
Eggs is a main staple and a great filler. You can make so much with eggs.
And it's cheaper. It's cheaper than meat. Yep. I was saying, having this conversation tonight, Joe, how you could make a big thing of scrambled eggs and put some other stuff in it, and milk and cheese. It's healthy,
yep.
and it'll fill you up, and it's not as expensive as if you had to feed a family, a big family, with meat.
Or processed plants. Well, I think that's what they want, right?
Yeah, they can.
I want to stay on the air. Be nice.
Behaving. Yeah. I almost swore in Spanish. As if that's going to make a difference.
I don't think we're on any Spanish stations. That might fly. I don't know. All right. So you know, again, some people would say, well, come on, Joe. That's just another fire. But isn't it interesting that all this stuff is coming down on chicken farms, meat processing plants, and unlike they've ever happened before? Right? Or am I just making
it up? Yeah, no, there's always incidents at places. You know, that's just normal, process in life, right? Stuff happens. But there's just been way too many over the past few years. I've been following it. I have a few friends and I that are following it. So we alert each other usually when there's another one. And that's exactly, I just tweeted to my friend. I said, oh, look, another one. Because for a while there was a lot over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, they were happening like every week, weren't they?
Yeah, that was super scary. But this is,
but we're so dull to what's going on around us. You got people walking around going, it's just a coincidence. It's not a big deal.
But you know what? I don't know that anyone's investigated. We don't know. I never hear follow-up stories as to what happened. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
It's a little bit too convenient that so many of these kinds of things are happening at a time when, you know, resources are already low. You know what I mean? Especially with chicken farms, right? I'm lucky as heck that I live down the street from a place I can get fresh eggs, but it's crazy. I know so many people who have bought chickens this year because of all this stuff going on with eggs.
I'm loving all these city people going, maybe we should get some chickens. And I know some of these people on Facebook, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, please don't. Yeah, not like they run around the house and just leave eggs around for you. It doesn't work that way. There's a lot more to it than just that.
Oh, my God, yeah. You
know? Oh, God, yeah, I find it extremely amusing. Okay, let's see. What else I got? All right, here's one from one of your favorites, Joy Behar. She came out the other day and she said, gun owners have a mental illness. They must be stopped. And that was her freaking out over the six-year-old boy in the Virginia school where he shot the teacher. But nothing about the staff ignoring it, nothing about the superintendent, the principal, nothing about any of that. And then she went on to say there were 40 mass shootings in the first 24 days of this year.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
It is a lie because I looked up the stats. Someone posted it. I was having these arguments last week. I looked it up, and it's all gangbangers or domestics, as in not just some random mass shooting. It's gangbangers and domestics. How are you stopping that? Oh, don't let the gangbangers have even illegal guns and, you know, maybe stop them. How about we stop at gangs in this country? Oh, I'm sorry.
How about start enforcing the law against gangs? Yeah. What do you think?
Biden's bringing more in. Come on, man.
Yep. If you think about the crime rates, how they've skyrocketed, I think Chicago, 61% in just the first 3 weeks of the year, okay? And these are all Democrat-run cities where they don't, you know, they think that by banning guns, they're going to go away. And now she's blaming it on surrounding states that have, you know, laws that allow people to buy guns like cigarettes.
Gosh, she's a moron. Okay.
Yes, I know that.
And I had to have this. Oh, my God. I have to have this discussion. The worst thing about gun controllers is they talk out of their behinds and they don't know what they're talking about. Like, literally, I'm like, okay, background checks are all across the country. Like, every state has background checks. No, you can't go to a different state and buy a handgun and take it home and drive it across the border of your state. It gets sent to an FFL dealer in your state, so you get a background check and have to follow those laws. I mean, people like Joy Behar, who's an absolute moron anyway, they don't know the laws, and then they misinform and teach God help the people who watch them why they do it. They misinform them. That's the thing. There's thousands of gun control laws in this country. What new law is going to stop criminals from breaking the existing laws?
Yeah,
ridiculously dumb.
It just shows you how out of touch they are with reality. Or, you know, the other side of the fact is that they just don't care. They know what will happen, and they just don't care. Because they think they're going to get the vote by consistently screaming, we need tougher gun laws.
Well, that's because Joy Behar and her flunkies at The View can afford to pay for their own private security.
Yep.
The rest of America, we all have to pay. We are our own first responders. I can't afford a security guard. I carry a firearm because I can't carry a cop.
Yeah. If you really want to get your blood pressure through the roof, start looking at some of the stuff that Governor Nuisance is saying about, you know, the sickness, the disease that is gun owners, in essence, is the way he's laying it out. All right. Tell people where to find you.
Verdictclock.com and conservativeIND on Twitter.
You like that one, huh? All right, people, we come back. A lot of the wactoids from TikTok. I'm enjoying this immensely. I'm a sick guy. But you got to hear more of what they have to say. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.